We've all faced that problem. What gift to choose? Someone's birthday is coming up, an event, or you know, Christmas likes to sneak up on us at least once a year. Or do you find yourself just a bit bored at home and need something more exciting to do? Well, we have the solution. Wooden puzzles from Unidragon. Oh yes, and people love Unidragon puzzles. Each puzzle piece has its own unique shape, and it's something that both adults and children can enjoy. Each puzzle is packed in a premium wooden gift box with new puzzles released every month, and they're all very vibrant and stunning. So rather than get someone just a boring gift card that seems a little too impersonal, why not grab a wooden puzzle from Unidragon? You can check them out at unidragon.com, and for our listeners, you can get 10% off your order with the promo code SUPER10 on checkout. So head to unidragon.com, and the info is also in the show notes. So why not find that perfect gift or boredom buster right now?
Following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know.
The terrible Australian Bee Jermaine.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the scene where it was going too far.
Professor Batch.
I'll tell you, that's a Canadian hard 30.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for XXX movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
New York, a city pushed to the edge. People pushed to the limit, and no one's got the guts to stop them.
It's collection time, Charlie.
3 murders, 4 rapes, 9 acts of random violence.
This isn't a neighborhood, it's a war.
But there is one way, one man who won't be pushed. Charles Bronson.
What's the problem? Now you're gonna die.
It'll be just like before, Mr. Vigilante, with one important difference. You're gonna work for me.
People have got to start to fight back and hard.
I sent them a message.
That's him.
I'll take care of him.
And now, he's in the middle of a war.
See what you've done? You got me mad.
In a world gone mad, there is only one law. His.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the To Be Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D. This is the podcast where we go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and find a random movie to do an audio commentary / watch along for. This is episode, I think, 42 or 43. I can't remember, but whatever. And we are the number one Tubi-related podcast that is hosted by 2 Australians and 1 Canadian. I am your host, Super Marcy. I am one of those Australians. And my usual 2 co-hosts, Bede and Batch, which make up the other Australian and Canadian, they decided to go smoke a bowl, but what they didn't know was that it was actually Craven's Batch, and they've been put on their ass. We don't know. They're probably in a warehouse somewhere, tied up. Who knows? But they're not here. But I did find another Australian and another Canadian to join me for this episode. So please welcome back my one and only Mr. Super Marcy Graham Greene. Hello, my darling. How are you?
Hey, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good. Excited that you are back on the podcast.
Very excited.
For your second Charles Bronson movie ever, and possibly, because it was my pick this week, a better example of Charles Bronson. Hopefully. And also, please welcome the Canadian portion. He is the co-host of Web Tales, a Spider-Man podcast, and also from Pop4D, he is the one and only Marc Chevalier. Hello, Marc. How are you? Welcome back.
I'm good. Thank you for having me on. When I heard you were doing Death Wish 3, I just had to be there.
And considering you're on last week and we did a not Charles Bronson movie, you actually get to experience the Charles Bronson, so... Making it a
real one.
Yeah, not that Robert Bronzy dude.
Yeah.
The weird dubbing.
This is voiceover.
Oh my god. That was... whatever.
Have you seen this girl?
It was weird. I encourage everyone to just watch a talking scene with Robert Bronzy dubbed over in Cry Havoc. It's amazing. But thank you both for joining us for the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And we are in Charles Bronson month. I think at least half of November was Charles Bronson month. And unlike last week, we are actually watching a Charles Bronson movie. And unlike the week before, we're watching one where he's hopefully going to kill some people and not talk about letters from Santa Claus and hide his alcohol problem. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
That may be it. Go on.
Having seen this before, I can tell you he does shoot many, many people in this movie.
Graham, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that movie was just trash, the previous one that I watched.
It was very boring. We really tried to make that an entertaining show. But I digress. Yes, my pick, I've picked Death Wish 3. And I think Tubi actually caught on that we were doing some Bronson movies because they added more to US Tubi since we started. So who knows? Hmm? Are you listening
they
to
They probably me? Figured yeah. They figured somebody's watching these. We better put some more on.
Yeah. I mean, they're like, no one's ever watched Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus in their history of, you know, having that movie on there.
No, I think you are the first group to watch it.
Yeah, we were the ones that watched it. So they're like, no, we need more. We need more. But yes, we will get started. And for those who are new to the 2B Tuesdays podcast experience, welcome. Everyone's welcome here. We love everyone. We're funny. We're stupid. As we do watch what we're watching on 2B, which, you know, is free, they do show ads. So as we are watching, we want to give you the full 2B experience. So while we're watching it, we will say ad. And if you are watching a copy of the movie on a disc or streaming somewhere, you can pause it while we play through the ad and chit-chat. And then you can, you know, resume when we say we're back, and we'll give timestamps so you can do that. But if you just wanted to listen to it without watching the film, you can do that as well, and you don't have to worry about pausing for ads. You can listen to the madness. So, hopefully that made sense. If not, listen back to a previous episode where Bede explains it probably a lot better. So, Graham, Marc, are you ready to see Charles Bronson kill some mofos?
Very ready.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. All right, let's do this. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, please play the movie. All right, we're on. And it is from MGM. And Mark's frozen. Nope, he's come back.
I'm back.
And we know quality.
See, when you see quality.
Yeah.
It's
a canon film, it's quality, and they did all the Death Wish sequels, I believe.
I think so.
Yeah. So
it's funny they took like a fairly serious first movie and then just made them schlock afterwards.
Yeah, like so I had seen Death Wish, but I hadn't seen the sequels. I watched Death Wish 2. There he is, hey!
Charles
Bronson! Hey, Baloo.
The legend.
But yeah, so for June exploitation this year, I picked Death Wish 2 for my sequel prompt because I hadn't seen it, and I was watching this. What the fuck? was that movie. It's got some horrific scenes, but then it's so goofy and weird.
It's very exploitation on the second one.
Oh my god. And I mean, what does he lose his wife in the first one, right?
Yeah. His daughter in part two.
His daughter in part two, but Jesus. And I think his maid also gets, like, raped or
yeah, I don't think she makes
both.
It. Either.
I can't remember. But yeah, then his daughter is like, well, what's left? Well, we're going to find out in this movie. That's your catch-up, babe, on the Death Wish movies.
This music sounds like an 80s sitcom. Like, what the fuck?
I know, right?
You know what pops me is that the music of this movie is from Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin.
Oh!
Are you kidding
me? Yeah. Joke.
No, you'll see.
Oh my god.
Look the credits.
Well, look.
This is what popped me back in the day. I think he did the music for 2 and 3.
Oh, really? I don't think the music in 2 sounded like this poppy. I feel like you're right, babe. It is like a sitcom with Charles Bronson.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. Music by Jimmy Page.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to check it out on Spotify, babe.
Oh, yeah. If there's music on this, it's gone on the 2 for Tuesday Spotify playlist.
Our music.
Yep. Yeah, we actually do listen to our 2 for Tuesday's playlist in the car and sing along.
Well, I saw you got the music from Hard Ticket to Hawaii, so.
Yes.
Right there.
And for some reason, whenever we sing a song, everyone's gonna laugh. We either replace words or names in the song with our dog Freddy, or for some reason with Bede. So when we sing Hard Ticket to Hawaii, we're singing Hard Ticket to Bede Hawaii.
Are they going into a kink club or something?
A kink club? No, they just... gang members just dressed like Mad Max / BDSM in the 80s.
Yeah, that's how it works. Mm-hmm. So, FYI for whoever doesn't know, every movie, Paul Kersey goes between New York and L.A. So, he was first one in New York, second one in L.A., third one he's back to New York, fourth one he goes back to L.A., and the fifth one he's back to New York.
So, there's a fucking fifth? I thought there were only four.
There's a fifth one, but the fifth one's lame.
He's in the fifth one, too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Death Wish 5, The Face of Death.
Oh. I thought it was Death Wish 5.
Where he fights the fashion industry.
Oh, the fashion industry.
Yes.
I mean, what these guys are wearing is a crime on fashion, so...
Definitely.
Death Wish 5, I wish I was dead.
So why are they beating up that guy? Did he not pay his weed tax or something?
His weed tax? That's Alex Winter, isn't it? As one of the thugs.
I think so.
As in Bill and Ted, Alex Winter. The Lost Boys. Wow. Well, look, Bede's not here,
hey,
so we need...
Jeff Goldblum's in the first one.
True. We need trivia, because Bede's not here. He normally does it. That is fucking Bill and Ted, Alex Winter, as a thug.
Yeah.
Was this before?
Many people get their start in Death Wish movies.
Yeah. Was this before or after? When was this? This was 85, so I think this was before.
Yeah, a little before.
You know what?
Because I think Lawrence Fishburne was in part two, also.
Was he? I don't remember two now. I thought, for some reason, I think it's just in my head, that the character Charles Bronson plays, Paul Kersey, was a cop, but he was actually an architect that turned vigilante.
Yeah, yeah, he's an architect.
An architect who can wield some guns.
Yeah. Well, it's because he's got a death wish.
They've all got a death wish.
Mm-hmm. So obviously that guy just got killed.
Just in time.
And that gives him his motivation.
Just time for his arrival. Damn punks.
God damn it, just got back in town and I got to kill people again.
All of our impressions of Charles Bronson come from The Simpsons. Charlie? Hey, Charlie!
Yes.
He's dead already! I'm glad he travels with a fucking gun.
Well, he's still moaning, so he must be alive.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's got to die just in time for Bronson to get there.
Oh, well, oh yeah, he's gone.
He's going to die. I'm dead.
Poor bastard.
And now they're going to think he did it. He took out his gun because he's Charles Bronson. It permanently lives in his hand.
The son of a bitch killed him.
Oh, Jesus.
Even though he has no bullet wounds. But okay.
It looked like he was bashed. Come on, people.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that car. Classic.
So he just turns up and he's fucking arrested.
We're getting American ads because it is American Tubi. I'll read some trivia from IMDb just for shits and giggles because why not? According to the book Bronson's Loose by Paul Talbot, the original working title Death Wish 3 with Roman numerals was changed to Death Wish 3 as in the numeric 3. Because the Canon Group conducted a survey and found that nearly half of the US population could not read Roman numerals.
Oh.
And today...
So they said their audience is too dumb to understand it.
And now today, it's less than maybe 2%. No, I just made that up.
Like, how hard is it to understand 3 slashes, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's 3... One line, 2 lines, 3 lines. I can get it if it's like, you know, a 1 and then a V, or a V then a 1. That can get confusing.
E-Harmony.
Sure.
E-Harmony ad. Better hit them up for sponsorship. Ladies, meet Bede on E-Harmony.
Seriously, they should be finding Bede someone.
Or, alternatively, ladies, if you want to go on a date with Bede, email the Super Network at thesupernetworksm@gmail.com and we'll work something out. Alright. eHarmony ad is about to end and we are at... So this is going to load for a few seconds. 7 minutes and 5 seconds. Oh my god, police brutality. They're just bashing him. He's an old man.
Yeah.
What is this?
He can't have it.
80s.
Who's this dude? Oh, an interesting fact. Charles Bronson. Jesus Christ. Charles Bronson uses a Wildey .475 Magnum hand cannon in this movie. It was his personal handgun in real life. And he suggested it as a means to make the film unique. In a 2005 interview in American Handgun magazine with Wildey Moore, the gun's creator and technical consultant to the production, Moore said that the sales for the weapon increased each time the film was aired on cable television. Moore said, to this day, there is a spike in Wildey Magnum sales every time Death Wish 3 appears on cable TV. Maybe you did.
So everyone go buy yourself it.
I kind of want to go buy that gun, but we can't really just easily access guns in Australia. Fucking hell.
Thank God.
What do I do with you, dude? Yeah, same here. You can't just order on eBay, like in the US.
Damn it. Or just go to Walmart or wherever. Ew!
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage was going to eat that cockroach. A reference to...
Now, I feel like this detective guy, I've seen him before.
Yes, he's in a lot of things. He's one of that guy.
Yeah.
He's the Lord, damn it. I don't think Jesus that means you get to punch him in the face. It is Ed Lauter, R.I.P., he was in Raw Deal, King Kong, Cujo. He was a coach in another teen movie. You definitely know who this dude is. And yes, it was Alex Winter, as a matter of fact. What has the director done?
Probably a whole bunch of canon movies, I'm guessing. It's probably a buddy of Goran and Globus.
He did Death Wish 2, which that's why it sounded familiar. And Death Wish. So he's directed at least those three. He did The Mechanic, the original one with Mr. Bronson. So yes, worked with him several times. He is a mainstay of Charles Bronson films, and R.I.P. also. Few people have passed since this movie.
That's why you don't get movies like this anymore.
No. I mean, this is clearly an equal opportunity bash 'em up jail.
Yeah.
Old man, yeah, bash 'em up, whatever. I mean, do you really want to be the person that puts a hurtin' on Charles Bronson? No.
No.
What was
there? You go. See, someone tried.
What the hell is up with this tattoo? Oh, Jesus. You fucking shithead. Jesus. See? That's why you don't fuck with Charles Bronson, bitch. Or have really bad face tattoos.
He doesn't give a fuck anymore.
Who's this dude?
Oh. He's gonna be the lead heel.
Is he the lead heel?
I remember this guy. Yes, he is.
Oh, jeez.
I love how in 80s cop movies, the cops are always alcoholics. Like, they got scotch in their desk.
Yeah, they keep all the booze there. And that's why, Charles Bronson was like, no, that's too obvious for my alcoholism in Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. I need to be a writer and now an architect. I can hide my alcohol. No one's going to work it out. Apparently.
A lot of people got bailed out of this cell overnight.
I know, it's emptied out a bit.
Yeah.
Does that guy have hair or tattoos on his head?
I think it's just a very bad haircut.
Old mate is like 102 and he's beating the shit out of these motherfuckers. I mean, not now, but he was.
No. It takes 10 of them at once to attack him.
Yeah. He needs like the massive beat down because he's just too cool. Yeah, punch him, good boy. good man, Mr. Bronson. When are they going to work out that he didn't shoot that guy because I don't think he was shot?
It takes a few days to get forensics to find out there's no bullet holes.
Yeah. Wait, what is up?
Freaker.
He's got a shave through the middle of his head.
It's like a reverse mohawk.
It is! What is that? Mate, if you didn't know this guy was a heel, you'd know he's a heel now.
Yeah.
Oh my god. And I think he's...
Don't worry.
I think he's a ginger. He might not have a soul. I'm gonna kill a little old lady. I apologize to gingers. You know that I love you. How old was Bronson in this movie?
Probably like 60.
I'm gonna work this out.
Get some math going.
Was his real life wife in the first Death Wish?
I'm not sure. Was she? Sure.
She was in quite a few of his movies. Maybe she wasn't in that one. Could not remember. Inspector Schreiker. What are you doing with this prisoner? This was a 1985 movie. Well, there's nothing been said here. What's the bail? I can't do maths in my head. I'm doing it on my phone. What are the charges?
There are no charges. Okay. You out of your mind.
You're violating all his rights. What the hell do you think you're doing? It was 64.
Okay, even older than I thought. He'll sue.
And he was about 53 in the first Death Wish. Who is Kimball? I think, because that was... You're going to have to let him out. Oh, no, maybe...
Like 10 years earlier? I think they said that. That was 10 years ago.
Maybe it was like, maybe he was, about that. 3 murders, 4 rapes. About that. 8 muggings. What, and you think that was him, do ya?
some of the most yeah.
Who just got to the fucking looks... city. More robberies than I care to mention.
Storefront when just go catch those S&M gang members outside.
Could qualify that as Jesus. Right. This isn't a neighborhood. It's a war. What are we doing about that, Captain Stearns? And what? And you think it's fucking Charles Bronson who just got to town?
He walked in at the wrong time.
Do we know why he went back to New York from Los Angeles? Was it because of what happened in the previous movie?
I think that's it. Or either that or his job sends him across the country every between each movie.
How is he still an architect?
He's a damn good architect, I guess.
He must be designing the best fucking buildings. Like, what the... Wanted. Oh.
The horse is wanted by the NYPD. What kind of crime did
is
that horse
wanted
do?
Wanted with a picture of a horse? I don't get it.
Yeah. I don't either.
Is the horse a criminal? Is he crazy?
I'm a real fan. Like, just let him loose and he's gonna clean up the streets real fast.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, I feel like...
He makes the Punisher look like a wuss.
I feel like we need to do a seance to get the ghost of Charles Bronson in Melbourne so he can clean up the streets with all these dickhead protesters.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, Bede's not here. Someone's got to make a joke about it. Six creeps shot in 36 hours. And Batch is not here, and we can't ask him what he's smoking, so we can't do that segment either. But I'm drinking Coca-Cola.
I'm drinking Red Bull, so Red Bull, if you're hearing, sponsor us.
I have water.
Sponsored by water.
Well, what's the fancy water?
Mount Franklin.
That's he. No, like Per. Oh, no.
Perrier?
Perrier?
That's so disgusting.
Mount Franklin waters, right?
Yeah.
Evian.
Okay, so... Alright, so he's gonna work for the cop. But is the cop a crooked cop? You tell me
what's going on. Do your thing, but report to me. Let us
get some buttons. I'm not freaking wearing a wire.
Oh, wait, does he want him to vigilante on the city? Is that what he's asking?
I think so.
Paying attention.
Oh, now I understand why this movie's called Death Wish 3.
Because everyone who goes up against him has a death wish. And I'll bury you
so deep, don't ever yeah.
And, he's gonna
and he's like,
and get up.
Mr. Cop, are you trying to you're seduce me with that angle?
Here, take your gun.
He's like that.
Sorry, you go.
Maybe he's like that cop on South Park. You know that episode of South Park where he turns into a hooker?
Oh no. He takes that undercover job a little bit too seriously. By becoming an actual sex worker.
Book 'em, boys.
You know, I was going to say, I can't believe this movie being on TV got in massive gun sales, but at the same time, I'm not surprised.
Who wouldn't want to be like Charles Bronson?
Yeah, I've always wanted to be like Charles Bronson.
All the kids today on their TikTok, they want to be like Bronson.
Yeah. I think we need to start that trend on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, back to the Mad Max-esque gang... With, oh my god, how many of them are there?
It's an orgy.
A lot.
It's an orgy of drugs. Oh, I saw weed.
Money, guns.
And drugs. And they've all got this symbol on their head. Why? Oh, it's a number 3. It means Death Wish 3.
They're keeping it on brand.
Hey, that dude was in jail. Why is he out now?
He got out before.
Oh.
He had a good lawyer.
Oh, so he's
for some reason this gang has a good lawyer.
Uh-oh, he's got a knife. Oh, Jesus.
Sticky.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Right in
there.
The
you
neck.
Go, second kill the movie.
Let's count it down. That's 2.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Another 78 to go.
You're going to have a hard time counting to the end.
Can't wait. Does he even change his clothes through this movie?
I think he gets a leather jacket later.
Oh, look, that cop is undercover as a sex worker. He just got dragged in. No, I'm kidding. Although, one of those cops looks like my dad and is freaking me out. with his grey moustache. Like, ugh, looks like my dad. Where is he? Is it meant to look like a shithole?
It's New York in the 80s.
I mean, you go to a place, like, if you go in Melbourne and a place looks like that, they just say it's for hipsters.
Nowadays.
What, they just trying to bash someone on the... What? Get him! Come on, Charlie! Did it right in... Run!
How's he... Sure, he can... A 64-year-old man's gonna keep up with the 20-year-old guy.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Why does his gang look like the Venga Boys?
The Venga Boys!
Or, I don't know, YMCA. The Village YMCA? People. Yeah, the Village People.
That's just how they dressed. Every single gang in an 80s movie looked like Mad Max. Is that what's her name from Star Trek?
Yes. She's in this.
That's Marina Sirtis from Star Trek. I'm smiling because I'm like, wow. You've got to save her from fucking... Which one is he in?
Bill or Ted.
Bill or Ted? Because I don't remember.
One of them.
Come on, Charles Bronson, kick his ass.
Look, you've got to fucking... whatever that thing is, hit someone with it. God damn it.
Yeah.
Oops, he's got the walks up collar. He's definitely... He thinks he's early 2000s fucking popped collar, mate. Who's this bloke?
He was ahead of his time.
He was. He set the fashion trends.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Me too.
I'm Charlie's friend. I'm Charles Bronson. I'm going to kill motherfuckers.
Charlie spoke about you all the time.
Oh, yeah?
I feel like Graham is going to want to watch Death Wish now.
Yeah, I kind of feel shit the fact that I haven't watched the other ones before watching this.
All you need to know is he just wants to kill motherfuckers, mate.
Mate.
It's not a very deep plot.
It's not. Especially if it's from the canon group. I mean...
I'm sure I've seen some other canon movies before.
You have. You remember, did you watch that Puss in Boots musical with Christopher Walken with us that time?
No.
Did you see that? Were you there?
Wait, that's a thing?
That is a thing. Canon in the late 80s did fairy tale movies for the family to capitalize on Disney's success of family movies. And I watched Puss in Boots for June Sploitation, but it's not up on Tubi anymore. Fucking hell. Christopher Walken plays Puss in Boots, and it's a musical, with Sean Connery's son in the lead, who is the worst actor I've ever seen, this side of Tommy Wiseau.
What's crazy is that these kind of movies used to be made, and they don't do this kind of ridiculous stuff anymore.
No, I think, what's the company that did, you know, the sort of lower budget, like, action martial arts movies in the 2000s. I can't think of what they're called.
Who killed Charlie?
Thank God.
Those three.
Let me Google that. What's the movie I'm thinking of? Undisputed 2. Faces are painted. Which could be a segue to...
like all the Scott Adkins movies?
Like Scott Adkins in that.
Yeah.
And we may be doing a Scott Adkins movie coming up because it is winning the poll.
What about him?
Mm-hmm.
On Patreon. The gang. Where do you find the fucking production company on this thing?
I don't know. It's gotta be somewhere.
I don't know. Smash him in the face, look, if I could ask Bede, I'm sure he would be able to tell me. But, I can't think. Undisputed 3.
I saw a guy trying to reach him once. They chopped him to pieces before
What's
he got
the other thing
feet?
I can look up? Wikipedia.
Is it worth living here like this? You mean move?
He wants to live there. Leave him alone.
Charles Bronson is like, challenge accepted. I'll fuck them all up.
Yeah.
Millennium Films is what I was trying to think of. Millennium Films, because they, and it was New Image. It was the one by R.V. Leonard, was one of the producers. That they... Are you going to go back where you came from? They were sort of like the... you know, the after canon type of thing, because they did like the first Shark Attack movie for whatever reason.
Take care of my things until I get back.
They did like Anaconda and Deep Blue Sea.
I've got the keys.
And then they started, I mean, they did The Wicker Man, the remake with Nicolas Cage.
Till the end of the month.
Rambo, I think they did The Expendables, the Mechanic remake. And yeah, a lot of Scott Adkins stuff. Well, but anyway, so is he going to live there? Cops don't
care. Yeah, he's going to live in Charlie's place.
Babe,
rent's paid till the end of the month.
Babe, there's an old computer, I think, in this room. If we see it, you have to tell us what it is.
Oh boy.
Charlie was high tech.
Oh, were they war buddies? Maybe that's how he knew him.
I think
he was in the war.
I think something like that.
He went to war with Charlie, and I killed them all for Charlie.
I ended the war.
He ended all the wars just by being Charles Bronson.
Yeah.
Oh well. Damn it! He left the room. I saw it in the corner. Uh oh! Woman screaming. They're using the word bitch. You know it's serious. Is anywhere ever like what we see in these movies? Like the gangs are just on the streets. At 2609.
I always wonder myself, like, are places this crime ridden?
Because, like, you know, I grew up not in the best of places, but I don't remember shit like that ever happening.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say that. All right. While
and if it was like that, why would you stay there?
Yeah. You could live on the street in a nice neighborhood.
Yeah. And right. Not be murdered every time you go get milk.
Yeah. Trivia, because we're in an ad break for whatever this is. Apart from some establishing shots of New York at the beginning, the film was mostly shot in London, England, with the old Lambeth Hospital being used as the police station jail. So it was shot in London. I did not know that. And
surprised he would go all the way to London.
Well, you know, Charles Bronson. Do what he wants. And this is all from IMDb. Whether it's true or not, we don't know. Alex Winter recalled filming a scene where Charles Bronson hits him with a lead pipe took longer than anticipated because Bronson didn't show up to do so. After a while, Michael Winner said, "Charlie, we all want to go home. Would you please hit this man so we can go home?" Bronson replied, "I can't hit this kid. He looks like a fucking choir boy. I'll lose my audience." He didn't want to be seen hitting an innocent-looking Bill or Ted.
It makes you think, I read Arnold Schwarzenegger's book, and he talks he went to an award show where Charles Bronson was at the table. And some lady was asking Charles Bronson about the weather, and his response was, "I don't like small talk." That was it. He didn't talk to anybody the rest of the night.
Mate, I would not give Charles Bronson small talk.
No.
Was that the Total Recall book or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that a few years ago when it came out as well. It's very interesting.
Yeah. Well, I went to go meet Arnold for that book.
Oh, did you? So you met him?
Yeah.
How dare
I drove all the way to Toronto.
You know, he's been in Melbourne waiting a few times, and people have met him on the streets, and I'm like, I never want to go to the city, but I want to meet Arnold. We are at 26.
Worth it.
20. Well, you know, I saw a Q&A thing with Van Damme, but I didn't get to meet him. But I was just breathing the same air, essentially. This was before COVID, so when that was allowed. I met Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
So I met an expendable. Put a knife in her skull doing that. How do you know it was him? How do you know it was him? Uh-oh, Graham, what did you do?
I'm frozen. Were you down
downstairs last night. Oh, and the look at that frizzy hair.
It's like we lost Marcy, but we're both here.
I'm here.
Hang on, let me find out what's happened.
I'm here. I'm here. My thing hasn't disconnected, but you guys have clearly been disconnected. I'm recording, so it doesn't matter. I can just talk the whole time.
Oh. What about the cops? Are you back?
Nothing, I'm still here. Nothing changed on my end. Did on our end. Can you hear me?
You froze.
Oh, well, I'm here.
I hear you.
It's not frozen on my recording, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
We don't edit shit on this podcast.
Hell no.
That's weird.
That was weird, but
yeah.
Whatever. I'm here. If anything, it just cut
okay,
you
he's on the streets now.
He's on the streets! I can't remember what we were saying before that happened. It's
just Charles Oh, Boston. We're talking about celebrity Expendables we met.
Oh, yes. Oh, Dolph Lundgren. There we go.
Nice.
And in the same room as Van Damme. Yay.
That's cool.
Charles Bronson, if he was, you know, not as old as he was, and was alive,
he would have been an expendable.
He could have totally been like a Chuck Norris scene. He just grabs his gun with six bullets and shoots 100 people.
New car.
Have you ever seen anyone wear big, like, bike chains down as, like, on their outfits? Because that looks ridiculous.
Never seen that in my life.
I feel like these guys are dressed like they're from like a Double Dragon video game.
Well, I feel like it was someone who just decided like this is what gang members look like in the 80s, right?
Maybe the Warriors ruined it for everyone because all of those gangs had their own costumes and everything.
Fuck with that with that guy's hat. Pompeii thing or whatever it is.
Do you want to tell him? Because I don't want to tell him.
His, Jewish.
Oh,
head.
Yeah.
Jesus. Apologies to any Jewish listeners.
I was not being racist right there, okay?
Oh, no, I know you just were like, what the fuck is on that guy's head? It's like, no, he's being polite. He wears it. But I think they established this was a Jewish family because they had the candles for
his car.
Yeah.
Plus, the Canon Group is run by Jewish guys, so.
Yeah, true.
Israeli dudes.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, there you go. His car is totaled.
They've stolen, like, everything out of the car.
Yeah.
What's the problem? What's the problem, Bailey? What's the problem? Get out of my fucking face. Really? You want to pick a fight with Charles Bronson?
Yeah.
Really? Dude, you're not retarded, kid. Oh!
There you go.
Beautiful. Bang, bang. Amazing. That's what, four?
Yeah, now we're at four.
Death count is at four.
I sent them a message.
Oh, it's on now.
I sent them a message.
Now let's finish our dinner with this nice Jewish couple.
Yes. Beautiful. And these, like, dickhead gang members are picking on old people. Like, what the fuck is wrong with them?
That's why you have to hate them. Because they're scumbags.
Did no one tell them to respect their elders? Seriously.
No. That's how you know they're bad dudes.
Bill or Ted, why are you in this game? This is not nice.
Oh, there's another kill. Five.
That Hector guy's an asshole.
I'm glad you know names, because I don't.
And what the fuck's with his speed hump on his head?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It looks like someone's done a burnout on his head.
They did a burnout on his
head. Like that, eh?
Okay, it's Bill. From Bill and Ted. I had to look it up.
Okay. Let's see how Bronson takes him out later.
He didn't want to hit him with a pipe, apparently.
No, he didn't.
Oh my god, these guys just hassle people. Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Get a job, the worst. You bum.
He's definitely out of
those chains.
Yeah, he's definitely out of village people.
He's out of the village. Oi!
Fuck that guy up.
Hey, that kid.
And they run away. Watching. Good, see, they're learning.
This kid looks like RJ from No Retreat. No
Surrender. He does too! Maybe it is him.
I wish.
Look it up. Look
it's
it up.
So
look
not.
It, up.
It would never be. I mean, I wish it was. These poor, look at these just people trying to live their lives, and these gang members are just dicks.
Yeah.
This isn't your turf. It's clearly
well,
the
he's doing
citizen's
turf. Bronson's there as his turf.
Bronson not taking no shit, mate. No. Is that a TV or a computer?
Oh, there's that computer.
That is a...
I think it's a TV.
Can't tell. Huh? Looks like a computer.
No, that's a TV.
Yes, the dials are on the taking top. What? Things, that's what
I'm doing here. Yeah, Charlie wouldn't have a computer. He's too old.
Yeah. He wouldn't know how to Instagram.
Hell no.
Not that you do that from your phone. I mean, from your computer.
It looks, yeah, it's an old-fashioned TV. It looks like a GE TV, General Electric.
Jesus, how would you know that? Uh-oh, there's footprints in the house.
Oh. He's gonna have to fuck up this time.
What is with the porno music?
Maybe it's a chick. Or a,
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's just making weaponry. Oh, he's gonna home alone the house.
Hilarious results.
Oh god, I do not want to watch that. Oh.
This is the real sequel to Home Alone. Cat meowing.
The adult version.
The cop. I'll be non-conspicuous. Flash my high beams.
Yeah.
Oh, that dickhead.
No. Could have just called him, you know. He clearly has a phone.
What's the conversation going to be? Look, you've killed two people.
Charles, you haven't killed enough. You're supposed to kill 20 by now.
Yeah. You've only killed like 4. What are you doing? Send in a tactical squad. They'll grab a headline. What do you say? Can't help you. Nothing happened. He does have a leather jacket now, I think.
Look, yeah. Oh, I do know
one thing. With a turtleneck? Fraker is the chief
creep around here. It's being fashionable.
Yeah. He's got a cleaner arrest record. The most uncomfortable kind of top to wear. When he does something, he does it privately. I don't like it.
Hey, apparently it was a big thing in the 80s. Dudes with turtlenecks.
It was the turtleneck. I think they only exist so you can pull it up and hide.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where Steve Jobs got the idea.
I know, like,
he's watching Death Wish 3 one day.
He watched this and he was like, yeah, I think that's my fashion choice. Ha! He got someone with it!
Yeah.
Shit, man. It'd be funny if it was like a 4-year-old kid or something.
What is this, man? Yeah. It was a little kid that was like, yeah! Behind the tree.
What the fuck? Give me some money, woman. Really? Leave her alone!
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck off, dude.
Yeah. She's not gonna take
fucking
your shit.
Fucking shoot him, Charles!
Yeah.
Come on! Oh, look, JVC on the taxi. Get your new video camera. Looking for you? Record your vigilantism with a video camera. I decided if I waited to hear from you, I never would.
Oh, Shriker was no help. I read the See, now Charles gets the ladies, too.
He does, actually. Yeah. But who's she meant to be? I wasn't paying attention. I told you
before, I'm not gonna she was like the public defender or something at the police station.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, I'm not usually this bold. Taking a taxi to some place I think someone might not be to ask them out. Why not? Wait, she's like...
Hey, two gang members were shot yesterday.
How old is she?
I don't know, but he's gonna bang her.
Yeah.
I mean, geez. get out of here. Charles Bronson picking up the okay, young 20-year-olds.
Right. Yeah. Friday's good. It's that manliness he has.
Mm, it's the mustache.
Oh, yeah.
That's why Robert Bronzy was like, I look kind of like Charles Bronson. I'm going to be Charles Bronson.
I'm going to shape my entire career after him.
A friend of mine was killed.
Nothing you can do. Love her massive glasses.
Look, your meter's running. So show that she's smart.
And then when she takes them off, she's beautiful.
Oh, because she wasn't already beautiful.
Oh, is this the romance theme from Death Wish 3?
Must be. Jimmy Page can do romance themes.
Oh my god, they're gonna try attack her, aren't they?
Of course.
He spotted her. Oh no. With whatever the fuck hairstyle he's got, which will somehow convince me to wear. You were brandishing a
gun. What do you mean? Probably his Halloween present. His Halloween costume.
Really? Cops, why are you bothering this lovely couple for?
Yeah, they're nice people. They gave Paul Kersey dinner.
Yeah, I know. Can we have the gun? Possession is a felony in the city limits. Really? So why aren't you going to the fucking gang members to clean up the streets?
Yeah, they're right outside.
These people aren't doing anything. Give him the gun.
But that's why we need Charles Bronson. To protect nice people like this. Mm.
Since apparently they're not allowed to have weapons to defend themselves from the gang-ridden area. From these Mad Max YMCA dickheads.
Oh, see, now they lost their TV.
Yep, see what happens when they lose their gun. I mean, you could just fucking smack these guys with literally anything. Hairspray, yeah. Lighter, flamethrower, easy.
The menorah.
These guys are assholes.
Do they just get more cartoony as these films go on?
Yeah, the third one is fighting drug dealers. It's called, and it's Death Wish 4, The Crackdown.
The Crackdown.
I'll take care of them.
It's got Danny Trejo also, by the way.
Oh, well, he's a mainstay in the 2B Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely getting make a Home Alone. Sorry, I'm definitely getting Home Alone vibes from this movie.
Yeah. Home Alone, the guys that made Home Alone saw this. And they were like, well, this would make for a good family movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
like, oh, we can't wait to you to stab these guys.
Yeah. I'm thinking we need to have this kind of set up at home, too, just in case.
Yeah, well, if you see guys like this hang around your neighborhood,
yeah,
definitely will be trapped your home.
Know that we'll be in trouble.
The cops will come take your gun away.
Do they sell drugs? Do they take the drugs? Because all I've seen them is be stupid and take drugs and steal. What is their purpose?
All of the above.
What are you doing? Oh, did they kill Trap someone? Got... Could he look died, but... any prouder of himself?
So happy. There's teeth.
He looks like teeth. Oh, God, it is. They took out his teeth. Missing two front teeth. How? They were so far apart. Oh, my God. Add... We are at 4103 while we watch these ads. I will see if there's any more trivia on Death Wish 3. Hopefully. If there's anything interesting. Alright.
Or we can just get car insurance.
Yeah.
Instead.
Or
is this car rental?
I don't know. Alright, here's another piece of trivia for some reason. Oddly enough, two ideas from the original novel, Death Wish, actually made it into the sequel. The vigilante rents a car to use as bait for street thugs, probably coming. And a giggling Puerto Rican male appears. According to the book Bronson's Loose by Paul Talbot, a movie novelization of Death Wish 3 was announced but was never published when it was pointed out that Brian Garfield retains the literary rights to the series and he refused to allow a movie novelization. There you go. And,
Porn trivia.
Apparently, I don't know. Alright, Charles Bronson rarely granted interviews or commented on his own films. However, he plainly stated his unhappiness with this film at least a few times and was especially angered when he discovered that the director filmed extremely gory shots with extras as nameless thugs when he was off the set.
Snuck one in.
There you go. And Alex Winter's character was meant to be part of a sexual violent scene, but he didn't want to be part of it, so he palmed that bit off to an extra.
That's good funny. Thing, because then he got the Bill and Ted part.
Oh. He was paid, Charles Bronson was paid $1.5 million out of the $10 million budget. I don't know where this movie used $10 million or 8.5, but fucking hell, it must have been on their own cocaine.
Oh. It's showing up at the end. Don't worry.
41:16. We're back, obviously. You can hear the screaming. I mean...
Another purse got snatched.
They know Charles Bronson is in town, yet they're still trying. Like, haven't they realized by now? You're fucking gonna die.
Aren't they luring him to their...
They're trying to, I think. Can you catch this
guy? I think so.
You'll see. Who's what? Oh, his gun. Obviously.
Worldwide Air Express.
Oh, well. Oh, I wonder what their...
He's got a package?
Hand delivered, sir.
I just ordered.
Jesus.
I just ordered this on eBay.
This must be the gun.
Look at that case. Oh. Yeah.
I can see why.
Yeah.
I can see why everyone bought that gun.
He means business now.
Yeah. Ah. The African big game cartridge.
Makes a real mess. Great for blowing away gang members.
Yes. He can't have peaceful dinners with the lovely old couple. This poor lady cannot buy her bloody groceries in peace every fucking time. Oh,
yeah,
Jesus.
Here we go.
Okay.
That escalated quickly.
That escalated very quickly. Really? Is this the scene Alex Winter didn't want to be in? I think it was. There's Might a be. Fucking oh, camera? What the hell? Oh my god. How can you take this movie seriously with the villains being like this?
They're cartoonishly evil.
Like, you can't have a scene that's meant to be, like, something so horrific for someone when these guys are like this. And that was the problem with the second one. They were so stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, how? Why? Look, we could say she was safer when she got to the Enterprise, but who knows?
Well, she had Riker there.
He came with his own problems. Why? What was the purpose? Get the fucking gun.
Try to piss off Bronson.
Come on. No, she's going to have emotional scars for the rest of her life, dude.
She just had a broken arm. She's fine.
Yeah. Whatever.
Who is she? Sorry, who is she?
This man's wife.
This guy's...
Well, you know, people that live in the building.
Oh, yeah.
That these idiots just keep targeting.
Like, oh, well,
how much more... But how much more stuff can they steal? They don't have anything left. How's my wife? Jesus. What? She's dead?
You just said she'd be fine.
They just said she had a broken arm.
Alright, Charles Bronson's like, nah, fuck this shit. Time to kill. Just
a broken arm. The arm was badly injured. Oh my god. Blood vessels, some clots. We think lodged in the heart. Oh god. Yep, Charles Bronson's
doctor could not give less of a shit.
He really can't, but Charles Bronson is gonna fucking fuck shit up now. You've got video footage of it. Hello? These cops are the fucking worst. No
good. The light's no terrible. Good.
Really? You can see it. It's so clear. What the fuck? This is why people become vigilantes like Charles Bronson.
Yeah. He's gonna make his own bullets. Mm.
He means business now.
It's fucking hardcore. Yeah. He's gonna put their name on it. Every bullet's got, like, this guy's name on it. This bullet's for you, pally.
This one's for Alex Winter.
Jesus. Oh.
I tell you what. I tell you what, this movie's better than that shitty Christmas one we watched.
Why, cause shit actually happened? I mean, certain scenes aside, at least we didn't see the whole thing. Bloody hell. Did he grab a camera?
I think it was a horn. A car horn.
In a camera?
Yeah, fast.
What the? I'm confused.
Maybe I misread. Let's see what he does.
Make a wish.
Make bitch. A wish. A death wish.
Make a death wish, bitch. Ooh, ice cream.
Oh, I think that's his bait. You know, he's got a camera. Look, I got a camera. Come rob me.
And my dog is making a lot of noise. He never behaves when we do podcasts. Ever.
Yeah.
No, he's eating.
He doesn't like these criminals either.
He doesn't. Eating a jug of ice cream. Why is that guy in tracksuit pants and a belt?
Look at that honky with the ice cream.
Oh, it's a Nikon.
Oh, he's got a Nikon.
Nikon, I don't know.
He's going to try and steal it.
Yep, that's definitely the point. Hey, that was my porno camera. Yeah, shoot him! 7 7 Yeah!
They're all cheering him. Good job murdering a man.
He's dead! Yay! See, punks, it's not coming to you.
Yeah.
The people are gonna
don't mess with the elderly.
the old man's gonna take back their town. Man, he was the giggler. That's his. Fucking hell.
It sounds like discount store Joker, the giggler.
When you buy the Joker off Wish. No, not too
smart. You get the giggler.
You get the giggler. Let me guess, they want to like prosecute him for shooting that guy, but they won't do anything about the fucking gang.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. The cops always seem to be the biggest dickheads ever in these movies. It's like, this is why we need vigilantism.
It's just because they don't want to do their job.
No. So, I'm wondering when this movie starts getting gory. Unless it's
I mean, it's been a while since I watched it, but I don't remember getting it that gory.
Mm. Well, we're like, I think we're over halfway through now, so.
Yeah.
Better than anyone in our department.
Yeah, clearly.
They know who it is, right?
Of course they know. Oh, yeah. He's going to have his date.
Yeah.
Let me guess, these guys are going to assault her too? They said this wine is
very good. Yeah. Sounds like you've seen this already.
It sounds like I've worked out the formula for the Death Wish movies.
I like chicken. Yeah. Anyone who likes
chicken!
Charles Bronson dies, basically.
We get chicken! It's not fried, but it's still chicken! Our favorite on the 2B Tuesdays is chicken! But I love sports. Now I want KFC.
In honor of Bede?
No, I just want KFC. Every time we record a 2B Tuesdays, I'm like, I really want KFC. I don't know why, but usually we do get chicken. I was married, but
my wife died. Yeah. But not today?
Maybe. We might have to drive there because we can't get it delivered anymore. For some reason. KFC, if you're listening, deliver to my
really?
House. To be close to someone again. Yeah. They used to, but they don't anymore. Oh, maybe. They're very mean.
It's weird.
I know, right? Like the kind of work assholes.
Send the ghost of Charles Bronson after them.
I will, no. Actually. Sometimes I feel like I'm on the wrong side. Defending. I'm going to get my Ouija board and I'm going to conjure him.
Don't take that personally. Yeah.
He's gonna take
I haven't shot anybody in 20 years.
And I believe, I guess, between doing the Bronson films, I didn't actually realize he would have turned 100 this month. I don't care. So it was a weird coincidence that it was his birthday month that we...
Happy birthday, Charles Bronson.
That we started doing it, yeah. He was born on the 3rd of November. He would have been 100.
Damn. It's crazy to think about.
I mean, if he was still with us, he would have been 100 and shooting cunts in the street, seriously.
But yeah, we'd be on Death Wish 8.
Death Wish
85. I wish I was dead. And they would have definitely got him in the Expendables somehow.
Oh yeah, he would have fucking gotten that gun and just blown everyone up. With a gun.
Yeah.
Somehow. Ooh, he's getting it.
There we go.
Meanwhile, with these dickhead McGee's.
Here, take more drugs.
Oh my god. You know what these guys remind me of?
Who?
The anti-vaxxers. You're just so fucking annoying. Fuck off.
Do these assholes know that they're gonna all die?
They should fucking have guessed by now.
Yeah, but they're too stupid to realize it yet.
They are. I mean, look at this guy's hair. We know we're not taking him seriously.
Yeah.
What are you doing going up against Charles Bronson? He's a one-man army.
I mean, have you not seen the first two Death Wishes?
Did you not see that gun? It's his personal gun.
He killed the Giggler.
He killed the Giggler, damn it.
Come on, Charles, it's a trap. You can...
Come on, shoot him. Shoot him, Charles.
Oh, he wants to walk slowly like he's Michael Myers or something.
You got this, Pally. You can do it. Shoot them all. Holy Jesus, where'd you get that from? Oh, mate.
Was not ready for this.
He's got a fucking machine gun.
Yeah.
That's no match for Charles Bronson. He just needs one shot, mate. Oh. Why did you fall over?
He dropped it.
He thinks he's the first victim in a horror movie now.
Yeah.
Where's his gun?
I think he picked it up.
It's in that pile of wood.
Did he pick it up or did he just get up? I missed that.
Uh-oh.
Oh no, he's got to find it. Oh my god, where's my gun? I lost my gun. What is with this score?
Okay.
It's like this weird percussion, like.
Okay.
Come on, get your gun, man. Where is it? Oh no, take that guy.
Sadly, I don't think Charles.
Sorry.
That would work. I don't think Charles Bronson has any like fighting skills. He needs a gun.
Yeah, he needs a gun, or he can use the chain.
I mean, yeah,
he's not exactly Jackie Chan, but, you know.
No.
Oh!
Really, you think stabbing him's gonna do shit? Mm-hmm. Just took out his kidney, but whatever, he doesn't care. He's got.
But now he has a knife.
Yeah, he's got two kidneys.
Oh, wait, he has armor. Oh. He's fine.
Bulletproof vest. Yeah. Oh! Come on, what are those knife skills, mate? You're Charles fucking Bronson, you can do it. Sorry.
Remember, this guy took a crazy amount of speed.
Oh, fuck, yeah. I mean, geez, if they were having PCP, they're gonna think they're invincible. And Charles Bronson is like, I don't fucking need drugs, I am invincible, bitch.
Yeah.
Alright, come on, I wanna see these guys get murdered. This is like a Friday the 13th movie, because you're just cheering for people to die.
Yeah. Well, yeah, dumb teenagers are getting killed.
Yeah. Like, these people are annoying, just kill them.
Yeah.
Oh, did he set traps in the building?
I hope so.
Oh, fucking please. Unleash the thumbtacks. Oh my god, this music is fucking weird! It does not match anything! This is the score to a porno. It really is. Why?
Yeah, porno. Vigilante justice movie, it's all the same.
It's the same.
It's all a different kind of exploitation.
I'm wondering, was there a porno parody of Death Wish?
Oh man, what would you call it? Dick Wish?
Dick Wish. Starring Robert Bronzy in his porn career.
He would do that.
Bye bye!
That was a doll. That makes 8.
Oh no, he's got his gun.
He found it.
Oh yeah, oh okay, cool, good.
Nice. Oh good, Charles.
Yeah.
Yep. Good, time to fuck shit up.
Oh, fucking hell, we're back to daytime. Oh, fucking hell, we're back to ads. Fuck me dead. All right, so we're at...
Yep.
Where are we at?
Any more facts?
56:42 for those listening. I'm going to look them up right now.
Okay, I just want...
Yeah, go.
Go on.
Yes, no, you
I just
go.
Want all of them... I just want all of them dead already.
I know,
I'm
right?
On edge now.
I'm going to give you some facts about Charles Bronson from IMDb. He spoke fluent Russian, Lithuanian, and Greek.
Oh,
whoa. He was perhaps the biggest late bloomer in Hollywood history. He did not get the marquee treatment he deserved until he was in his late 40s. He was already 53, as I said. I did say he was 53. I worked it out. Woo! When Death Wish premiered. He once told Roger Ebert that getting drafted into World War II was one of the biggest things that happened to him. For the first time in his life, he was well-fed and well-dressed, and it afforded him the opportunity to improve his English. Interesting.
He got to shoot people.
That's interesting. Because he was like, was he born in America?
Was he... That's what I'm wondering. If you're saying you helped him work his English, where is he from?
Tested and read for Christopher Reeve's role in Superman? I don't think so.
Imagine he was Superman.
Can you imagine Charles Bronson?
Hey, Lois, I'm here to save you.
Hey, Lois.
He'd be freaking
he would have just shot Lex Luthor. The movie would have ended quick.
Yeah. He was fucking hell, I cannot read. He was originally considered for Lee Marvin's role in the Delta Force. Which actually turned out to be Marvin's final role. Turned down
another,
the titular role of the...
Alpha male.
He turned down the role of Billy Madison's father in Billy Madison.
Let's talk. Oh my god, that would have been even better.
And his personal handgun, Wildy, the .475 Magnum hand cannon. And he suggested he use it for the movie. This is just a bunch of he was considered for this role. And apparently, Bill Murray said he based his character in Lost in Translation on Bronson. It isn't finished.
It's like killing roaches. You have to kill them all, otherwise what's...
And Bronson was apparently very active in raising funds for the John Wayne Cancer Institute.
Hi. Is this Mr. Emil?
Yes.
There you go.
Hey, it's your wife.
He grew up without much money.
Your help.
And used to wear his sister's hand-me-downs.
What do you mean?
Hey, you be nice.
Imagine
now.
That.
I think you better be here.
I can't imagine him having less than the best thing.
Yeah.
It's your wife. She's dying.
And he made 6 films with this director. This would
had a winning formula.
Yeah, this would be the last.
I gotta find this soundtrack.
I know, it better be on Spotify.
Ooh, oh shit.
Wow, what is...
more dead. How many is that now? Like 10 dead people?
We're definitely in the double digits now.
Yeah. He was introduced to his second wife, Jill Ireland, by her then husband, David McCallum, during the filming of The Great Escape.
How's Emil?
That's an interesting
thing. See, that's your first mistake. Never introduce your wife to Charles Bronson.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, because he'll take her from you.
Oh, yeah. And I believe they were married for a very, very long time. I think he only remarried in, like, 98 or something until he died.
Charlie said the same thing. Tony was right.
He was a heavy smoker for most of his life, and then he suffered from severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Next time they come around.
So his parents,
see that.
His parents were Lithuanian.
What?
So they probably didn't speak the best English, so he probably was raised with that language.
That's a 30 caliber Browning.
Oh shit. Fuck, give
God.
Him that.
Yes, it's finally out.
Why didn't he get that ages
why
ago?
Why did we not see this thing fucking 50 minutes ago?
Damn right.
Mate, why didn't you right. fucking become Charles Bronson for this movie if you had that?
Of course, the old people. We were running the world 20 years ago.
Mate, you're running the world now. Come on, do this.
Yeah.
I was going to stop with the Bronson facts because this movie's got me interested again.
Yeah.
It's me once. It's not the gun.
If I leave,
no, you don't leave. You fucking fuck them up because they shouldn't be there.
A lot of people can get killed.
And,
these young punks.
Oh, Jesus. So he had lung cancer, congestive cardiomyopathy, and respiratory failure.
Whatever you say. I was just trying to help.
And yeah, he was married. He was married to Jill Ireland up until her death in 1990. And yeah, then he married Kim Weeks in 1998 and was with her until they were together till he passed away in 2003. Interesting.
Okay.
Oh.
Facts on the legend.
Quotes, apparently, that Charles Bronson has said. I can't do it in the accent now.
What?
Acting is the easiest thing I've done. I guess that's why I'm stuck with it. In 1971, maybe I'm too masculine. Casting directors cast in their own or an idealized image. Maybe I don't look like anybody's ideal. And he's also, I'm not a fan of it myself.
Think you wanted to leave the city.
And he said
he's a fan of him right now.
He doesn't have friends. He has thousands of acquaintances but no friends. That's what he said.
That's why he doesn't like small talk.
He really did not like the small talk, but he liked getting laid with the ladies.
Yeah.
Caught it. She's next.
Come on,
she's gonna die next.
She's next. She's next. I know, he was fucking built.
You know.
Jesus.
My wife. Didn't just die.
She was murdered.
He was murdered, just like you're about to be.
That's what's gonna make him get that weapon out, man. So excited. This better be like the finale to like fucking Commando. I swear to God.
Oh.
Why don't you come with me?
It's awesome.
I will say, we were originally gonna not do a Charles Bronson movie because we were trying to decide what to do while Beat and Batch are like fucked up off Craven shit. And I was like, oh, we could do Robo War. But I'm like, this is kind of a bit more stuff going on than Robo War.
Is it open late?
What is that? Is that like an asylum movie?
Robo War is a Bruno Matai movie. It's a ripoff.
Oh, okay.
It's a ripoff of Predator with an alien robot thing played by the director that directed Troll 2. And they literally walk in the jungle for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, nothing happens, a bit of fighting happens, and then they just walk around on the same jungle set. It's ridiculous. Okay. But Graham loves it.
I know a lot about Bruno Matai, but I've never actually watched one of his movies.
Shocking Dark, I think, and Robo War are pretty fucking funny.
Oh,
they are both
no.
Bruno Matai.
I gotta get my cigarettes.
He went out for cigarettes and he never came home. Graham's like on the edge of his seat now. He's like, she's gonna fucking die, isn't she? Just when he's happy.
Hang on, he's going to the...
Oh, he headbutted her. Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh my god, really?
What's that music?
Oh, Jesus, come on, you can run. You're awake, stop
the
car.
If I shoot the car,
we'll stop. You think that accident was fatal for the other car? Oh, no, it blew up somehow.
Well, it blew up, so...
Okay.
It's an 80s car, it has to blow up.
Yeah. Charles Bronson, how many people have to die before you...
Or you kill a lot more.
It's Grand Theft Auto. Yeah.
Yep. Time to get the gun out.
Time to get that fucking big whatever it was. And we found out, I think, last week, on last week's episode, there are mods for GTA 5 for Charles Bronson to be your character. So you better
take it easy. Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I remember
now
looking that up.
Now that alone's a reason to play.
I remember we looked it up. Like, I might have to try to play it now if I can play as Charles Bronson.
Do it. Put it on YouTube.
Yeah, should do that. Although, I've got to say, trying out that San Andreas remaster, whatever, it's so janky. Jesus.
Yeah, I've read about how bad of a port of it is.
It's just...
They put no effort into it, sadly.
It feels like, well, why don't I just play it on my get a PS2 and play it? Really?
Yeah.
Was he arrested again? Now they're blowing up everything? What the fuck?
They blew up his shop.
Who's gonna taxi people now? Seriously.
Yeah. My shop.
So all this shit is happening and the cops still do nothing? Are you kidding me?
They're terrible, these cops.
Who started the fire?
It's the gang members.
The gang?
Why are they not fucking doing anything?
I know, right? Seriously. Do something.
They're so bad, these cops.
Do you really need, like, a one-man army to fucking get rid of these cunts?
Yeah.
Can we remake Death
This guy's
History?
Like... Sure. Give me, like, $200, I'll remake it.
He's got fucking bleach, just pour it on them.
Oh yeah, he's gonna fucking do it!
Fucking, it's not gonna be Charles Bronson, it's gonna be this motherfucker.
Actually, he's like, I can be a badass too.
I want to star in the remake of Death Wish 3 as the vigilante. Fucking get him! It's not working, come on. Quick, they're coming back! Jesus! Yeah, hit him with it! Come on! Bloody hell. What the fuck? They got half their wardrobe at a fucking S&M club, and that was not that man falling down. The wig almost
came off. Wasn't
it? Jesus Christ.
Is he dead?
Maybe. Meanwhile,
how many people have to die before you do something, Bronson?
Yeah. How many more people? Come on. Well, he don't want to. Jesus Christ. He told me so. Personally. Come on, Bronson.
There's a man in the hospital. He was beaten. Says he'll identify his assailants, but only if he talks to you.
Okay, so he's alive. He's armed with a machine
gun. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
He's armed with a machine gun.
Get the gun.
Well, let me guess, he's suddenly dead as well?
Probably.
There are a couple bad fractures, but I think he's going
to be... Oh, okay. Right if I go and see him? Okay. I don't trust this
guy. Falls off a ladder. He lives. Other girl, arm broken. Yeah, she's dead.
Yeah, she's dead. Yeah, right? I'm sorry.
It's all right. Hey, at least he's safer in the hospital than in his apartment.
Apparently.
But where's his gun?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah, I guess the gang took it.
Oh my god, I just don't understand, like, what is their fashion sense in this gang? It's like Mad Max meets BDSM Club or something. It's bizarre.
Because
They've got, like, these glove things with spikes on them for some reason.
You have to go someplace.
He's going to go kill all of them because you dickheads can't do your job. Pretty much. I thought the taxi
I love this
80s, up.
Like... This is just... Oh, he's got more packages. Oh. He's got more packages. I love these 80s, you know, like Reagan era. Mm. We have to take the law into our own hands because the justice system don't do anything. Mm.
Oh, yeah, this is a very, like, that era.
Yeah.
What's in the packages? Is it, some more guns and weapons? Oh my god, who is that guy? How did it get back in there?
Oh. Yeah, did the gang members just put it back?
Yeah, they must have just put it back, apparently.
That doesn't make fucking sense.
Maybe he put it back.
Yeah, you wanna take this? Oh, maybe, yeah. Mm.
It's mine now, Pally. What else we got? Come on. Give us the goods, mate.
Okay, now it's gonna start getting awesome.
It better, fucking better. I mean, it's awesome already. It's Charles Bronson.
I mean, yeah, as if it wasn't already.
But I wanna see these motherfuckers fucking get what's coming to them.
Yeah, Manny Fricker here.
Cause if he doesn't, I'm gonna go back in time and go into the movie.
Yeah, thanks.
Like last action.
And kill these scum.
And just kill them. Oh! Do we have grenades and shit? What's going on?
Yeah.
And he's got a pipe.
I got a pipe. Here we go.
Missile launcher. Fuck yeah.
Oh my god, now he's really getting out the big guns.
Can someone explain to me, how does an architect have all this shit?
It was the 80s.
You could just buy a rocket launcher.
You just mail order.
Yeah. Mail order.
Just mail order them.
You're off the TV on late night shopping network.
For three easy payments of $99.99.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Here we go.
Oh my god. I don't understand this gang at all.
They're very, very easily
it's
identified.
RJ. It is RJ. He's like, he's gotta go move to Seattle quickly.
Let's start beating up these poor old people.
They're just trying to get their fucking groceries, and these dickheads are like, meh.
Yeah. You shouldn't have been living in the same neighborhood as Paul Kersey.
You know, I was so pissed off in Death Wish 2 with the fucking dickheads, but this is worse. Fucking shoot them!
Yeah. Yes!
Fucking just get them, all of them. Yay, fucking get him. Oh, you're running away now, you dickheads.
Eli, it's Mr. Kersey. He's blowing people away.
They're like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna wear my good shirt. Oh, fuck no, he's gonna get a gun.
Yeah. Street justice.
Fucking, they're all becoming vigilantes now. They're fighting back.
Yeah.
I love how the neighbor has the fucking bullets in the box for him to just shoot the fuck out of him. Love it. Fucking die!
I told you the body count got high.
Yeah, I've lost count now. Fucking hell, it's great.
Yeah.
Look at me when he's shooting the gun. He's like,
he knows how to handle his weapons. Who are these cunts? Did they call for backup?
They are about to get fucked up.
They need more bodies to kill.
Bloody hell. Come on, poor grandma, guy, just get a get gun out. Car.
Yeah.
You know what? Grandma should make some Molotov cocktails.
See, oh, they got grenades.
Look at that guy's fucking the thing with the spikes. What is that? Does he use it to scratch his ass? Oi, that's our dog's hardware store. Don't fucking ruin it. Freddy's hardware store.
Poor Freddy.
He worked hard for that. Fucking not.
See, Marcy, you asked where the budget went. There it is.
Yep. Fucking this ending.
Yeah. Fucking this ending, that's where they put it all.
Yep.
Now it's just like a Grand Theft Auto game, for real.
It really is. I want Grand Theft Auto Charles Bronson edition. Hey, it's just like how I drive on Forza.
Fuck, they're out of ammo.
Oh, the cops in a helicopter doing jack shit as usual.
Hey, only took about 50 people being killed before they show up.
Yeah, right? A riot. That's a riot, is it? Jesus.
It's like a war zone.
Oh, now they've got the Molotovs. Yeah. Grandma, you should have made one already.
They're fucking everything up.
Where... would this ever happen? Okay. Mm-hmm. Who are these cunts?
The village people.
Apparently, we're getting each section of, you know, the fan group, each member of the village people. Fucking
Oh, crap. Goddamn, right now you had to.
We're at 1 hour, oh, we're 15 getting... minutes, yeah. 15 seconds. Yes. Sorry, I cut you off.
That's okay.
Is there any more trivia that we haven't read about this movie? I'm gonna find out. Wow. So, Marina Sirtis, who we saw, got assaulted in the film, she said in an interview a few years ago that, I know you're not supposed to speak ill of the dead, but I hope director Michael Winner will rot in hell for all eternity. I was pressured into doing the graphic scene with nudity and I did not feel comfortable and I said nothing. So, if you didn't say anything, you know... She felt like if she spoke up, she would never have had a career. So, yikes.
Yeah, that's the shitty part of these.
Yeah, because you realize a lot of this shit has that stuff in it. And obviously, we know the director added extra shit without Charles Bronson knowing.
Maybe that's why it was their last collaboration.
And apparently, stuntman Rocky Taylor was very badly injured when a stunt went wrong. Oh, we haven't noticed. Because it hasn't come up. But this is, this does not actually mention that he was an architect. Like the other ones obviously do.
True. He hasn't done any architecting. The first thing that happens when he gets there is his buddy gets killed and he gets arrested.
He couldn't design a building.
No, he didn't have time. He had a gang to take out.
Throughout this vast area of derelict buildings in waste lots, I can see TV,
man. Really? That's what you're excited about? You've destroyed a town. For what reason?
But they're on TV.
They've, like, set fire. That guy just... What was that? He just blew jumped. Out the building! Jesus!
This is fucked up.
It is so fucked up.
For the record, now you know, Marcy, why I wanted to watch this.
Yeah.
Why are they not bringing the army in, honestly? Like, what the fuck?
Right?
Yeah, at this point.
For the record, we don't condone anything that's going on in this movie or anyone's treatment on the movie. We are just watching True. This for the pure what the fuck are we watching value. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
So now they're taking this to the cops, too.
Fucking hell. Are they actually finally getting the gang members? And they're just trying to randomly assault someone else. Come on, get him with that magnificent gun. Shoot them all. From there, far away. Yeah, one.
Yep.
Two, three. Come on.
There we go.
Mate, I don't know why you wasted three shots. You're a better shot than that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck? I want to see this guy get his head ripped off. I really do.
Oh, don't worry, he's gonna get it.
He fucking better. Now he's a cop killer, even though the cops are useless.
Yeah.
They shoot about as well as stormtroopers, apparently.
Well, good guy goons are worse than bad guy goons at shooting things. So.
And this guy's just at the window.
He's like, loving this.
He's like, some people just like to watch the world burn. And that's me.
This reminds me back in WW2.
Oh, Jesus.
The good old days.
I mean, you'd expect something that was in a water look like this, but not just everyday fucking New York. What is this?
The Jesus. Citizens taking their town back.
They are.
Executing these guys.
Yeah. There's like kids there.
Kids are cheering. Guns.
Like, what? They're cheering and like robbing the people? Awesome. This is a fucking bizarre movie.
Yeah.
Only from canon. Would you get something like this? Oh my god! That... The clearly stunt people are on fire.
Yeah, the that, gelled hair.
That did not look good. Jesus.
No.
This is like... Jesus. Shut up. Whoa! God. What is this guy's look? Seriously. I don't get it.
Brian Bosworth.
This looks like something, seriously, like a wrestler in the 80s would have just come out to. Oh shit, we finally saw
finally
how that
paid
device
off.
Worked. In the head, in the head.
Hang on, I gotta take a call.
That's okay. You're missing the best part, though. But works work.
It's okay, you can watch it back anytime on Tubi.
Exactly. Or you can buy the DVD or Blu-ray for whatever reason. He wants to watch
it. There was one year I bought these all for my buddy on his birthday. Because we just loved watching these. They're so fucking cheesy.
They're so nuts. Like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Come on, not this guy. You gotta make
it. Wait, that's a gun? It's not a pipe?
I think, I don't know what he's got. He's not shooting at him. Oh wait, here he comes. He heard him. He heard he's in trouble. He's like Lassie.
That'll save his ass.
Yeah. But he's got a gun. He's got a gun.
Yeah.
Come on, you can do shot, but you can shoot better than that, mate.
Yeah, come on.
Why didn't he give this dude a gun? Why has he got a fucking pipe? Oh, there goes the dummy off the building.
There's the dummy.
It was like Shocking Dark where the head came off. that was a person. By the looks of it. Out of shells for what? What is it?
It looks like a just like two pipes stuck together.
It's like a pipe. I don't get it. Uh-oh. Up there. Up there, Charlie. Up there.
Is that there's Alex Bill or Winter? Ted.
Yeah. Bill. Bill. It's yeah. Bill.
Bill? Okay.
Keanu
Bill.
Was Ted.
Oh.
Oh, the cop.
The
finally, he did something.
Yeah.
I think Graham.
He's like, oh, fuck it. It's a war zone already.
Yeah. Graham secretly cheering sure. from his work call. He's like, wah!
Is that guy dead yet? That Hector guy?
No, they killed Alex Winter. Nope. Finally.
Not good.
But it was the art. There was a cop that's done nothing through the whole movie. Yeah. They're just shooting. They
decided to finally
boots.
Get it.
Yeah. Listen to this music, like. Fucking hell. Uh-oh, he's got a gun! He's dead. He's like, I know what I'm doing, Baloo.
I've done this before.
In the middle of all this, and these guys are still trying to, like, assault women. Fuck off, seriously.
I know. They're very rapey.
Ugh. And another one!
Off the roof.
Off the roof. I want to see that dickhead get his. Come on.
There's still about 100 more gang members
yeah,
to kill.
I know, right? They should just lure them all into a building and just blow it up. Wait,
yeah,
that's
it's fucking, like a naked doll.
That rocket launch has got to come into it now.
Oh.
Take that, cunt.
I love the citizens fighting back.
Yes. They're like, oh, finally we can stick up for ourselves.
Yeah.
Didn't you do it before?
Good thing Charles Bronson gave us the courage we
Jesus.
Needed.
Jesus! Broom! Ah! Remember, folks, you can use a broom.
Yeah.
I love how they're getting stuck on, like, the ladders and shit. Just shoot him in the head.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He's still there.
There's still this many people left.
Many are. Where did they come from? Like, seriously, where?
Ridiculous.
I like how there's the odd woman in the gang, but like, you don't stop them from assaulting other women? What's the matter? What's going on?
Maybe they enjoy the raping too.
Oh, who knows? At this point.
Okay, we're getting ready for the final boss fight, I think.
Fucking hell, I hope so. I want to see that guy fucking get what's coming to him. Oh, he's got the other little one. It takes time to fill up, but he's already in there.
Oh.
Oh, is he just going to get 100 bullets in him?
Oh, wow.
Come on, smack him up some.
Well, now I owe you. How bad is it? It's just a nick.
It's in your shoulder.
Just a flesh wound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
it's only if your arm's broken that you
coming?
Die.
Why would he be dead?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on.
Wait, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Bulletproof asshole. Just like
oh, really?
Stay just like that. You can't have both of us. Let me.
Uh-oh. Yes! Woo! That's what I call an explosive finale.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say he's been blown to smithereens. I was fucking waiting for that. Man, Jesus, what? I cleaned up this town, pal.
Yeah.
You can have your bike chain back.
See.
Wait, they're just gonna leave?
Yeah, the leader's dead, the gang's dissolved.
How did they know it was him? He was burnt to a crisp.
They just knew.
Which ties it back to the film we watched last week, because there was a guy who was called Crisp in Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah. Remember, there's the Havoc Cinematic Universe.
Mm.
See, now Paul Gerzy has to go back to Los Angeles.
For Death Wish 4, why am I still doing this? Who else do I know that can die?
I need to pay for my divorces.
And that's the movie.
That's it.
And apparently it's recommended.
Oh, sweet, you got Death Wish 4 on you.
Yeah, it's like Death Wish 4, Lone Wolf McQuaid, Invasion USA, A Force of One.
Okay.
It's recommending Chuck.
All those ones I've seen are awesome.
Yeah, that's all like canon films, but yeah. It's going to start schlock. A new movie in a minute, and I don't want that because we're not watching another movie right now. But that is a wrap on this very bizarre episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And thank you to Mr. Super Marcy Graham Green for joining, and thank you, Mark, for joining. We will, of course, go through where we can find where people can find everything. So, as usual, you can find us at supermarcy.com. We are on all your social medias. If you look up the Super Network and follow us there, and if you look up the 2B Tuesdays podcast on whatever platform you stream your podcast, you will find us there also. And you can get the exclusive videos and early access and all the rest on patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And I can be found on Twitter at twitter.com/supermarcy and on Letterboxd under super_Marcy. Mark, where can people find you or listen to your podcast?
You can find Mr. Batch and I weekly on Webtales, the Spider-Man podcast, where we read old Spider-Man comics and make jokes about J. Jonah Jameson mostly. And we also have the Pop4D network, where all kinds of weird, wacky things we end up putting up online. And basically, we're just trying to have a fun time and come join us for the party.
Indeed. Look up Pop4D official on Facebook. And links are in the show description. And Graham, do you have any social medias you would like to give out? If not, that is also acceptable.
Yeah, my Twitter is Graham_Green. Yep, that's it.
That's it. And so for everybody, we will see you next Tuesday. And remember, if your town is being overrun by some dickhead thugs, use your seance board and call up the ghost of Charles Bronson, because he'll take care of business for you, Pally. And that's it. That's it. That's all from us. Good night, everybody. Or good day.
Good night. Yeah, bye.
Charles Bronson, Death Wish 3. Bronson's back in New York, bringing justice to the streets. Charles Bronson, Death Wish 3.
Calling all comic fans, please check out the brand new Kickstarter, Killaroo Old Man Rufus, a new Killaroo comic set in the distant future of the Australian landscape, now a world reminiscent of cyberpunk and Mad Max. To check out the project and back it, please check out kickstarter.com/projects/Killaroo/Old Man Rufus.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.